Hey, what's up, AfterBuzzers? We are talking everything about Life Sentence, Episode 10, The Way We Work. Stella and Wes take marriage counseling. Aiden wants to buy a bar. And Mom is helping Lizzie with her book. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is the song you were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like this song...
Because I feel like they're trying to remarry...
Kindle their marriage.
Yeah, rekindle their marriage, but in a new way. Like, it's a new marriage now.
It is, because it's completely a different situation now,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Life Sentence. I'm your host, Carla Belchin, and I'm joined by... my lovely Monique.
Hey, everybody. It's me, and I'm super excited to talk about this episode. I mean, I am super excited to talk about every episode.
Yeah, but this episode really had, like, really gave me the feels.
It had me on edge a little bit. Yeah, I have to admit, I was a little nervous. I really was.
Same. So, why don't we get right through it? So, Stella and Wes decided to take marriage counseling.
They did. They decided on marriage counseling, which I think is good. Like, I feel like if you want your... There always becomes a time in your marriage or your relationship that becomes difficult. And if you're both invested in it, especially if you're married,
yeah.
I always feel like there is a period in time that you do marriage counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So now that Stella is not sick, or they know she's not going to die, or her every day is... You know, she has every day now. There's this whole dynamic change.
There is, especially because we find out through that counseling that Wes is the one that's been making all the sacrifices in the relationship.
Right.
Which I kind of didn't see it like that as we were watching the show, but once they pointed it out,
right.
I was like, wait a second, he has been.
Exactly.
And it was like a realization not only for like them as a couple, but it was a realization for us as well as the audience that... I mean, I hadn't noticed that he was making all these sacrifices for her.
Right. I didn't notice it until last episode. And he was just like, you know, I'm the one sacrificing everything and doing everything. And then going into this episode, they both realize it going to this marriage counseling, which was so funny because the marriage counselor was all young. And at first I was like, he's not going to know what he's talking about. But then it was just like he cleared all the way up and was like, well, it looks like you're making the sacrifices and you're not.
Yeah,
basically.
Seriously.
So that turned out to be good.
And he was free, ladies and gentlemen. So definitely if you want to get free marriage counseling, go look at a student who is studying for that and needs his hours for his master's.
Or... if you just need something, period, in life, we have a great podcast for you.
That, too. And it comes with lots of tips.
Right. All the tips you need. And I love, you know, really listening to podcasts, especially this one, because it helps you through life, period.
Yeah.
As we see in Life Sentence. So we have something fun for you to learn and grow, which is Conversations with Maria Menounos. Podcast edition. Now, this is by our founder, Maria Menounos, and it drops every Friday for free. It talks about, it gives you health, wellness, finances. She does celebrity influence and influencer interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the works, which is so great, as you can see. So make sure you guys go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It drops, like I said, it drops every Friday. And make sure you let her know that we here at Life Sentence sent you over there. So make sure you check it out, Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition.
Definitely check it out.
So,
guys.
Yes. Definitely.
Another thing that we need to check out is Lizzie's book when it gets published.
Yes. Like, I'm glad it got published, though, because...
I had a feeling it was going to get published, but I was very concerned for Mom and all of her art, like, adding characters to the book.
The art was a mess at first. I don't know why she just didn't go with her... That first... The illustrations that she ended up with.
Yeah.
In the first place, she was doing too much.
Yeah.
And it was funny because they were, like, pineapples and things like that. I was
and
like,
snails.
What is
I was
going
like, okay.
on? I was thinking the same thing. Like, if her book is about cats, why can't we just have a cat and make it, you know, fun and playful and colorful and stuff like that? Like,
I always think it's funny when shows kind of make it Like, they do that on purpose, and you already know that at the end they're going to have, like, an awesome, yeah, like, product and stuff. But I thought it was really cute how they kind of rekindle their mom and daughter relationship. Because we haven't really seen them throughout this whole season have a mom and daughter relationship. It's always been about Stella. It's always been about the kids. It's always been about everybody else but themselves. So I think that it was a great idea for Dad to even bring it up. And it shows that he still cares for mom, you know, which is awesome.
Right.
And the fact that Lizzie allowed her to be part of this project for her is huge. And I just thought the mother-daughter dynamic was, like, so cute.
I did like to see that, yeah, because it is usually about Stella. So yeah, to have that camaraderie between them two, mm-hmm, was good. Because, mm-hmm, even Lizzie said it, like, she always felt like mom was always downing her or nothing was good enough for her mother. Yeah. And with that and the attention always being on Stella,
it could get hard.
Yeah. So I felt like this was good. And I feel like mom and dad always have each other's back.
Of course they do.
They have kids,
yeah,
together.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And that scene was totally like, it made me feel like, oh my gosh, I miss my mom.
I was like, okay. I don't know all about that for me, but yeah. Me and my mom need distance. Like, distance makes us better.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Every mother-daughter relationship is very different. Mm-hmm. My mom and I, like, knock heads like no other, but there's no other person I would rather, like, talk to or, like, fight with than with her, you know? But moving on to something that doesn't include kittens is Aiden's bar. So, you guys, Aiden wants to purchase a bar, and I'm actually totally completely for it, because I think Aiden would be a great bar owner until I saw the previews, but I think he's still going to do great.
I thought this was a terrible idea. It was, first of all, it was a very, to me, he was annoying me, and at first I was like, this is a very annoying storyline, like, just stop. But then, you know, I always think that anything that evokes emotion is good. Means it's good. He was annoying me. Like, it's like he can't do anything on his own. He always needs someone. And I don't like that. You're a grown man. Now It's time to take steps out. I like the fact that Wes now is more in a creative space.
Yeah.
And maybe this will free up a little more of his I hate work thing.
Yeah.
But with Aiden is still like a child. He doesn't know how to do things.
And we see that in the following episode. We see that the previews that he's going to buy a snow machine. And he's going to buy all the things that the bar does not need.
Because that's just how he is. He doesn't think about things before he does them. And there's always, as an adult, I feel like when you do stuff, there's consequences to it. So anytime you have consequences for something, like, you need to think it through. And be ready for the consequences. Now it's all the consequences are going to fall on Wes.
Yeah.
And that's not fair. I feel like that's a lot of stress.
So how do you feel about him, about Wes being his partner?
One end, I like it. On one end, I do like it. But on the other end, I was just like, no, don't do it. Like, maybe do it by yourself or something.
I mean, in the end, he is doing it by himself, you know, because the title of, like, Aiden being the business partner, but really everything is
under Wes. But we don't know if it's under Wes or they came on as business partners. We don't know how they signed.
True.
So it depends on how they signed. If they signed as business partner, then it is still a loan for the both of them. So if Aiden doesn't pay back or, you know, whatever, Wes is liable for that. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to see the part of how they signed. Clearly, I feel like they signed together.
Yeah.
But
I feel like Wes would have been smart enough to know with all
I'm
the
hoping
finance
so.
Stuff,
we have to fill that in.
Yeah.
I am hoping that Wes was smart enough to maybe just sign on his own and take responsibility for it and then just say, hey, we are business partners, but you're not included in the back end of the business as far as making decisions.
Well, I think that was really funny. And I think they're going to do great. I think this is going to be a great learning experience for Aiden about what it's like to work, what it's like to own a business, because he thinks he just shows up and then works the bar and then he's gone, and it's so much more than that.
But
so,
does he even know how to work a bar? Does he know anything? I mean,
we don't know that.
Right. We don't know that yet. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll get to see.
That's yeah, what I'm saying. We're about to find out. But I know that they'll be playing all the jams in their new music machine.
Hopefully so.
They definitely won't be using iTunes, which totally sucks. But if you're watching us on YouTube and you're interested in listening to us on iTunes, we are on iTunes, and you could go ahead and listen to us there while you're driving. I personally love listening to podcasts while I'm driving, so maybe you could listen to us and the Life Sentence After Show on there. And if you do, give us 5 stars and we will like you back. And yeah, but let's see. Oh, well, I'm almost forgetting. I almost forgot to mention that his girl leaves.
Yeah, his girlfriend leaves. She has a better opportunity.
She wasn't his girlfriend.
Well, his friend as a girl. She was his girl.
Oh, okay. His girlfriend.
Girl with a space friend.
His lady friend. Left yeah. him.
Okay.
Really proud of her. I was really proud of her and of him because he was ready to take the next step with her, whatever that really meant for him. But I was proud of her for being like, oh, well, nope, I got this opportunity. Bye.
I like the fact that she left for the opportunity, but I kind of would have liked if the storyline would have led them into a relationship. I do want to see Aiden grow up.
I feel like Aiden isn't stable enough to have a brand new relationship and a brand new job at the same time.
That's too much for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, true. Yeah,
that's why I was very happy.
So they're making him focus on the bar.
Yeah, because I feel like if he was to have a girlfriend, then he would be like, oh, I don't want to go to work today because I argued with her.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true. I can see that. That's very much true.
So.
But yeah, she did. I like the fact that she was just like, but I'm leaving, so.
Yeah.
You'll always remember me.
And he will.
Yeah. He will always remember. I think so. I think this is a new step for him in relationships. Like, yeah. Now he knows that he can actually have something with substance.
With somebody else, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know who also was left by their girlfriend?
Dad.
Dad was left by his girlfriend. But it makes me very angry, first of all, that she was leaving him. Because Dad still thinks of Stella as, like, as his everything. Which, before we get into that, I wanted to say, when Stella was like, oh, I want to talk to the only person that makes me feel better, did you think she was going to call her dad, or did you think she was going to call
Dr. Grant?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. At least I wasn't the only one.
Right. No, I thought she was going to call Dr. Grant, too. I was like, no.
I was like, it's over. It's over for them.
Right. And then when Dad ran up, I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Like,
when Dad ran up. And I love the father-daughter dynamic that Stella has with her dad, because I feel like she really opens up to him and she's able to, like, kind of think.
Right.
Like, straight. Because sometimes Lizzie will just kind of give her, like, the sisterly advice, but the dad advice was, like, I mean, we see it at the end. I got so scared when she took her, like, wedding ring off. I was like,
I was like,
this can't end like this. Like, this is not what's going to happen.
Me too.
But I
was
like,
she didn't make that decision. But I guess we're jumping.
Yeah. We are jumping.
We're jumping.
Well, Dad's girlfriend broke up with him. But at the end, we see that they get back together. But what do you think about her, like, overreacting about Stella and, like, him not going to the event because of Stella?
I think she was just emotional at that time. And I totally understand it, because as a woman, I get emotional too. So I think when you're just angry and you're in your emotions, you overreact. But like she said, she apologized too and realized that she overreacted. Mm-hmm. So I like that part about her, because she's aware of herself. That means she's aware, and she just didn't continue to take it out of context because, you know, she felt like it. Like, oh, I want to just be right.
Yeah.
So it just shows that she, you know, may be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that their relationship is actually going to last. At least it'll last till the end of the season finale.
I'm hoping so. I do like them together.
I think they'll be together at least till the season finale, which is the the only one that we have left. So so I hope that they planned ahead and that they keep them together. Or if not, that dad finds another, right, another girlfriend.
Now before. I kind of want mom to have like a little rendezvous.
I think mom is okay right now.
But she's living with Diego and Lizzie.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it's not that it's fine, but I think for right now, she needs that. Mm. You know, I think she needs that to create the relationship that she lost with her daughter.
I think she needs like a little,
no,
her flame lit.
No, I think mom needs to take time for herself, for sure. For sure. But to end on a really happy note, I thought it was really cute, like everything that Stella did for Wes to kind of like
it, to mention what you were talking about when she was like, I've made a decision, and she took off her ring. I was like, oh, no, please.
Yeah.
Do not say that you guys are going to break up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they were in therapy, he was saying, well, I don't know if we're going to last.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, don't break up. But when I saw her presentation, I was like, oh, they're not. And then, you know, it went in. She started making more sacrifices for him.
Mm-hmm.
And she was okay about it.
Yeah.
Which I find great. She was like, yeah, I'm ready to make these sacrifices for you. But will they continue is the thing.
Of course they will.
You think so?
I mean, I think any relationship has like their ups and downs. And sometimes making sacrifices for your significant other is really hard. But if you're married, it's completely different, you know, because like you're working on something together. And now that Wes has something that he's working towards that she pushed him to do,
it shifts the dynamic.
It's like it totally shifts the dynamic, because when you're both doing what like you love, I think if anything, what's going to happen is that Stella is going to be like a little bit unhappy at the fact that she might not be doing what she wants and that Wes is. But that could be fixable, you know?
Right. Yeah, totally. I don't know. I was nervous, but I'm glad. And then they didn't have trash fire sex again.
Yeah.
They had better.
Yes. Steamy, and they even put the proof of it on the bar.
Right. I like that they put
the sheet on
the pant. Yeah. The painting, and then they put it on the bar.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
I did too.
Yeah.
That was,
I think it's cool.
Amazing.
And nobody will ever know what it is besides them.
Right.
It's going to spark the love in the bar.
Each time they walk in, it's going to be there. And that's good, because that's something just between them, but it's actually showing their love out in the open. I actually really like that.
Right? It's super cool. Okay. It's super cool.
Another
thing that's super cool is our special segment. We have a short special segment today, guys.
A very short one, because...
But...
I don't have my question.
That's okay.
I was running late. I forgot our little bowl.
Okay, I have a question. Would you ever take marriage counseling?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I explained that in the beginning. Yeah, I feel like there's always going to become a time in your relationship that comes routine or stagnant.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to get past that if you want to continue to be together.
Yeah.
And so I think marriage counseling helps that.
I guess I never really thought about it. I always think about it in the fact that, like, another person knows all the problems between you and your partner. And
well,
like,
you can't really look at it like that.
I guess. I'm more of like a, let me read some books and like see what this tells me.
Self-help is good if you are very aware. But a lot of the times in relationships, you're compromising. And sometimes when you become resentful or you're in routine or you get stuck. You are, you know, you're not like going to be
aware
of yourself. So I feel like it helps a third person who is not invested in y'all's relationship
to be able to see everything that's going on around there.
Right.
Yeah. I totally, totally agree.
So you would take marriage counseling or no?
I would think about it.
Okay.
I mean, it would depend on what the problem is. You know, if it's something that I'm being stubborn about or the person's being stubborn about, then I would be like, no.
Okay, what about trash fire sex?
No.
You wouldn't go for... If you were having bad sex and your husband was like, this is trash sex, like, we need to... You're not going to go try to figure that out?
Then I think, like, that's a bigger problem that, like... that's going on.
But besides, you would have to go figure that out, right?
Yeah, like, I would go figure that out. Yeah, no, I wouldn't just be like, oh, no, like, yeah. I would go figure it out. Next question. Would you ever leave everything for the one you love?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
I think it's because I'm older now.
Probably.
Excuse me.
See, I feel like I look at it in a whole different way.
Because this is how I feel. Your career, well, my career, I'm an entrepreneur. So my career can be done anywhere.
Yeah.
I flip up a laptop and I work.
So technically you're not leaving everything.
So, yeah. Technically, I'm not.
There we go.
Technically, I'm not. And if I, you know, once I open offices and stuff, I have free range because I am an owner.
Yeah.
So.
But if you thought about it in the perspective, like, let's say you worked at this company that only existed in this place and it's like your dream job and you've thought about it, about working there for like years and ages, and you have the opportunity to like work there.
Well, I can't imagine that because I don't like office jobs. So
okay,
I became a business person for I became an owner for a reason. But if that were the case, I would try to work it out. At least make sure that this is the person I want to be with. Get a ring on my finger first, and then I would go to the next level.
Okay.
And leave things that's behind fair. And try to figure others. But there has to be a strategy.
Yeah, yeah. That's totally fair.
I'm a strategy person, so there has to be a strategy. Yeah, but I'm a business owner, so you're right. Technically, I'm not leaving everything, but I can go wherever. So.
Yeah, definitely. No, and I totally get it. Because it's like when you're able to work with what you want to do anywhere, it makes it easier.
It does.
But when you have like an opportunity to do something where you are, I feel like it would be, first of all, it would be selfish for the person that you're with to ask you to leave everything behind when they know how much it means to you.
Yeah, that's true.
And second of all, it's like, okay, well, if I'm leaving everything behind, then what are you leaving for me? You know?
Right. You have to have the compromise. That's why I say you have like, to have the ring.
There has to be a compromise.
On the finger first.
And not only that, it's just like, I wouldn't personally ask anybody to leave what they wanted to do for me. Like, I would be like, okay, is there any way we could find what you want to do where I am? Or is there a way, like, we could find, like, a happy medium or, like, work something out? Like, it wouldn't ever come down to, like, well, no, you have to make the sacrifice.
Well, yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Because I know myself, and, like, for me personally, this is our year and age special segment. I wouldn't leave everything behind. I wouldn't, especially because you've worked so hard to be where you are at that time.
Yes.
That it would be.
If it's career-wise, yes.
Yeah.
Other things, because, you know, people may be like, well, I can't leave my family behind.
Yeah, no, family is just.
I would get that for some people. Me, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't really faze me.
Yeah,
as
because
much
your family
as
will
my
always
career.
Be your family. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't faze me as much as my career. But since my career can go anywhere, I'm pretty much
open,
yeah.
That's awesome. Well,
Did you have another question?
I have one last question.
Okay.
The other thing that's going to be open is, would you open a bar with Aiden?
No.
Hell
no.
I actually would.
Mm.
I would open a bar with Aiden.
No.
I would open a bar for Aiden. No, I'm just kidding.
If I had the money, I would open. No, I'm lying. No, can't even go there.
You're like, just kidding. Never mind.
No, no, not at all. I am like, I love to read. And Warren Buffett always says, this is what Warren Buffett says. If people don't know who Warren Buffett is, he's like the number one billionaire. And he always says he never takes an opportunity on anybody unless they've failed twice.
Okay. So well, Aiden's failed more than twice.
No, he hasn't. Not at nothing in real
nothing
life.
In life.
He's
yeah.
never like really tried anything and then failed, tried anything like that. It's in a massive way to fail. So I don't know how hard you're going to fall. And I'm not falling with you if I don't know how hard you're going to fall. At least if I've seen you tried or you're really trying. Like, you've gone to the bank on your own. You've tried. They said this, this, that, and other. You've done a lot of things on your own, and you're just kind of stuck. Then yeah. maybe I'm willing to extend an olive branch. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, right now, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't. Enough. But I think it's good for Wes because it gets him out of his job, too.
Yeah.
And onto something new. And now Stella can sacrifice some. They can swap yeah. places. Definitely. And now he can, you know, be okay with Stella sacrificing.
Exactly. Well, moving on to predictions. We are predicting the next episode.
Predicting a snowstorm.
We are predicting a snowstorm. There's actually not a lot to predict for the next episode because we don't really get anything shown, and I feel like every single problem was fixed.
Well, I feel like they start, they show the bar and how, like you said,
Aiden makes all the mistakes.
Yes, gets the snow. I think that with that being shown, we're really going to start following a lot of Aiden yeah. now and mm-hmm. seeing how he's kind of like getting to this growing adulting thing. Yeah. So I feel like we're going to see more of him and more of Wes and how Stella may be having to start to sacrifice things yeah. now.
I'm actually really excited to see their relationship hopefully move forward after this.
Right. And all that. Oh, speaking of, we didn't touch on that. Dr. Grant is now dating.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Grant is dating somebody.
Dr.
Russo.
Yeah. Is that yeah. her name?
Russo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's dating her. So hopefully we won't see any more of Dr. Grant or Pippa like that.
I think we'll see Dr. Grant for sure. I think Dr. Grant will always be there because she's going to go. Stella well, yeah, will always be there slight. For Sadie, you know?
Yeah.
And as much
slightly.
As.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Slightly, but not as much. So I think that now they're going to start trying to tap into how Stella has to learn how to make sacrifices for Wes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're about to find out next week.
We will. Oh, my gosh. We only have, what, 3 more episodes?
I think so. Either 3 or 2. We have to find out once yeah. they tell us, because both IMDb and Google have 2 separate things. But
no, IMDb. Oh, yeah. IMDb yeah. and Google have 2 separate things. IMDb says 13 episodes.
And Google says 12.
And Aaron and them confirmed 13 episodes. And Google said 12. Okay. So
we'll find out. But until then, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Belchin. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Belchin, on Twitter at Carla Belchin with an R at the end, and be sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media networks at AfterBuzz TV.
And hey, everybody, I'm Monique Lovelace, and you can follow me everywhere at Miss Mo Lovelace, and that's MSMOLOVELESS. Also, make sure you check out my website at MoniqueLoveless.com, where you can find all your fashion style tips and tricks. And every Wednesday now, I have Total Bella, so make sure that you tune into that at 7 p.m. every Wednesday night.
Perfect. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.